Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time to do a podcast. Today, we're going to learn all about Alexa, Alexa voice apps, how we need to be using it in our practices. I'm interviewing the gorgeous and talented Dr. Chitra Durgam. She is a dentist. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited about having this discussion about this topic about voice and social audio and how we can incorporate it in our personal brands and businesses.
So I found you on Clubhouse. How crazy is that? And actually, I also found you through Dr. Roy Kim, who's a colleague of mine who was doing some artificial intelligence projects. And I have no idea how I found you, but social media has brought us together. And how fortunate. So you're a dentist, but you're also co-founder and brand strategist of Local Vocal. And that is an Amazon Alexa and Google Voice Assistant app. And you've been a keynote speaker at all these major voice conferences. And I think that you're probably one of the biggest leaders in Alexa and Amazon voice in terms of healthcare. So what do I need to know? What do we need to know as, you know, providers in this industry?
Oh, that's a great question. I think, well, with the pandemic, I think we're realizing touchless interactions are even more important than ever. Patients want to learn about their providers by using devices that are close to them, that are quick for them, that save them time. And so for healthcare, I see that, you know, the future is going to be about this idea of starting your healthcare process at home, learning about the doctor of choice that you have, learning about the procedures, maybe going through their before and after photos, and then entering into the practice, seeing the doctor, and then possibly going home and continuing with compliance by using your Amazon Alexa device. So I think it's going to increase the amount of compliance. It's going to help provide better care. And patients are going to feel like it's not just about going to their doctor's office this one time, but they're constantly getting 24 hours, 7 days a week care.
Okay, so that's one of the things that worries me about my Alexa is that I feel like she's like constantly surveilling me and picking up everything I'm doing and learning how to market me and over eavesdropping. But then when I have to ask her a practical question, like how much traffic is on the 405 right now, she has no answer.
Right.
Do we need to worry about this invasive nature of the surveillance of all of our voice devices?
Right. So, you know, honestly, we always have been concerned, right? When there's an emerging technology. I remember the time when banks started collecting our information and people didn't want to enter their credit card information. They were concerned that they were being surveillanced at an astounding rate. People were concerned about social media. I can't tell you how many times people tell me they don't want to join Twitter because many years ago, they were worried about getting their information hacked. And so now I think the same thing is going to be coming up with Alexa, right? So this idea that somebody is surveilling what you're talking about, what you're doing. First of all, business skills actually never can pick up additional information. They're closely monitored. There's certain certification that each skill has to go through. So if I enter, for instance, the Dr. Durgam experience, which is my skill, you're not going to necessarily be able to pick up additional information that the person who is the user does not authorize and enable. Another thing to know is that, you know, all of these skills are HIPAA compliant. So they're very stringent, almost too stringent, honestly, because it impedes the process of users actually being able to enable the skill. So actually, I think the contrary. I think we're really moving into a new territory, and it's just a matter of people being more educated.
I think you're right, and I'm excited to learn about this technology because I love voice dictation on my phone. Like I can be so efficient and dictate a letter, an email, whatever, but I also think that it still needs a lot of improvements. And somehow I feel like Google Voice has pretty good voice transcription qualities, but other ones are kind of lagging behind. So I think you're absolutely right that voice is going to start to dominate more. Is there a difference between, you know, the accuracy of Google Voice versus Alexa at the moment?
Right. So that's a good question. I think there's a lot of research that's been done in terms of asking the same question to different devices and what is the feedback that we're getting. And we find that a lot of times Google tends to do obviously better with search. I mean, they're the king in search. And so when you're looking for basic information and optimizing that information, Google tends to do really well. I do find, though, that Amazon, from a branding standpoint, from an entertainment standpoint, tends to kind of clinch that race. And so it really depends where you're going to like, where are you going to spend your time and what kind of information do you really want? But I agree. Like, I don't think that either of those, and there's Samsung Bixby, there's other ones out there. I don't think any of them has really, you know, captured the market to the point where they can do everything all the time. But I do think that, you know, over time, we're going to see a bigger concentration of people going to Amazon Alexa purely because they love to shop. And they want to get those packages, and they want notifications when those packages arrive. And so it's just a matter of time where that becomes more and more the dominant category.
So are you a person who walks into your house and you're like, Alexa, order me butter, toilet paper, and cat food? Because I want to be that girl, but I don't quite trust it. And I also haven't set it up and I don't know how to figure out all that out yet. But
yeah, definitely. I think I love the technology. I love being able to integrate it with Nest so that you can, you know, manage your thermostat. We're seeing also Kenmore appliances, dishwashers becoming Alexa enabled. Ford and Jeep have now talked about being Alexa enabled. Refrigerators are Alexa enabled. They've even added voice to faucets. So instead of measuring the amount of water that you need, you tell your, you know, through voice, you tell your faucet that you want one cup of water and it dispenses one cup of water. So
it's really going to
be, it's going to be time saving. And I think that's where it's going to kind of go over that tipping point where people are like, you know, I really do need this in my life because it's saving me so much time.
So how do you think this is going to impact us in the medical field? Like in terms of, you said that you're anticipating a patient would ask Alexa, Alexa, tell me all about Dr. K's lip filler. Is that something that's going to happen? Are people going to find me that way on Alexa?
Definitely. I mean, from a personal branding standpoint, I think it's going to really stand out. I will say that I think it's going to be take a little time for it to actually be incorporated within the office. I think a lot of the consumption, what's going to be really where people are at home. And so when they consume the information about their doctor, they learn about their doctor like they would when they go on the internet and learn about them through a website, they're going to get the information that they want, and then they're going to go to the office and feel comfortable. And I think that's going to be more the use cases that we'll see. I think that there's going to be more like closed voice systems that are going to be developing within healthcare to do dictation, to do information in terms of looking through AI and seeing, you know, for instance, the drugs interactions and what are the best drugs to give in a particular situation. I think those are going to be more closed systems because they're already starting dictation services within dentistry. There's another company that's obviously doing more within dictation, but also offering like perio charting, so that you can speak to it and get the, you know, capture that information in terms of the charting. So I definitely think closed systems are more the way things are moving within the office, and then Alexa and Google are more at home.
I think that's so useful as a dentist or someone who's always got like blood on their gloves, or, you know, you're in doing a procedure, to be able to dictate what you see and transcribe and have your exam fully done when you leave the room. That would be incredible. And imagine you say, send a prescription for penicillin to this pharmacy, and the patient's already taken care of. That would be amazing. In your practice, how do patients get a dose of Alexa voice in your practice? Or how does that
work? Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, so right now what we're doing is we're having patients find me through my Alexa skill, and then they can find out information that they need to know, whether it's patient education, how to get to my office, those type of things. And then within the office in closed spaces, for instance, in our sterilization area or in my private office, we're actually using Alexa to train our staff. So if there's a question that they need to learn how to take an impression, for instance, or how to do a particular procedure, they can actually get that information quickly, asking Alexa for the information, watching the video, and then within 5 minutes, leave the room. This actually helps in maintaining continuity of care. It reduces mistakes. A lot of people have systems within their small businesses or large businesses, and nobody ever looks at those again. So we're able to really help our staff improve their time as well as improve their ability to get the information that they need. And so that's how we've been using it. You know, we have to really consider patient optics. And like you mentioned before, which was really great, you know, we have to think, how do patients really feel about Alexa? And we don't want to do something that's going to work against us as a business, because ultimately how we run our business and having a good business is important. So if we put it outside, which is patient facing, I think at this point, it's a little premature. So we're kind of, you know, slowly rolling it out and seeing how patients react.
Mm-hmm. So if you come into your office, are people able to interact with Alexa? Like, and you mentioned watch a video. So you mean the video, is there a video app version of Alexa?
So for instance, you can consume information on Alexa, whether it's audio, photo, or video, depending on the device that you use. So if you have a Fire TV, my skill can be watched and viewed there. Mm-hmm. If I have an Echo Show, I have a screen on that and videos can be seen there as well. So it's multimodal. It has so many ways of interacting with it. And so it's kind of confusing because you would think, oh my gosh, this is only audio because it's voice. Actually, it's not. It's voice. It's uploading my voice and making them guide through an experience where they can actually see photos as well as video. And so it makes a really great experience. But to answer your question, when patients come to the office, they're not spending too much time within the office with the device. I would say my team is spending time with the device, learning different things about how to work within the office. And then patients are learning about my practice at home. Mm-hmm. So when they feel comfortable at home and they feel like they're okay using it, that's how we've decided to use it. I would rather right now do it that way so that patients are able to do it in the comfort of their home and they feel comfortable. And then as time goes, we'll increase that as we see how people feel about it.
So when I get home today, I'm going to say, Alexa, what am I going to ask for? Tell me, play the skill for Dr. Chitra Durgam.
So usually how it works is, that actually is a great question because it goes back to marketing, right? So how do people find out about the skill? So one thing that we've done is actually created QR codes for the skill. Mm. So someone can scan it, they go right into the skill, they can enable it, and then they get, you know, they can start. Because you have an Alexa app on your phone, it allows people to easily view what you're doing in your office that way as well. And another way we do it is swipe up, right? So we can make a swipe up link with the URL, so someone can essentially swipe in to find out about us. So that's usually the first way people discover us. But if they're at home, they can basically say, Alexa, open the Dr. Durgam skill. And then it's going to ask them if they want to enable it, giving a little bit of privacy to the user to make sure that that's really what they want to do. Then they enable it, and then they're into the skill, and then they can start asking questions. And usually what happens is you have this welcome message. So it'll be something like, welcome to the Dr. Durgam experience. If you want to learn more about whitening, say whitening. If you want to learn more about Dr. Durgam's branding, say branding, or just say help. Mm-hmm. And so they're picking keywords, and then they can go into a deep dive essentially on those keywords.
Interesting. So yeah, people say that as our eyes are more and more visually occupied by visual apps like Instagram, TikTok, et cetera, things that you have to watch, that there are times in the day where you want to consume content or information, but now we need to do it with audio. Times when we're in the shower, or we're doing laundry, we're on the treadmill jogging, and you can't really keep your eyes that steady on a phone. So do you anticipate this is the role for where Alexa voice and all the voice apps are going to come into predominance? Just like podcasts now are a great way to learn when I'm tired of my eyes being overstimulated.
Right. I think so, because I think on the Alexa device, like, we also work with celebrities. So we're able to use a custom API where the user actually gets like a deep dive into that person's life. Mm. So we have like childhood photos, we have text over like in terms of their lyrics over the album cover. So we're giving them a different experience. So as much as I would like to say like the time is really important to people and the audio is really where they want to, you know, go because they want to save time, it's also such an immersive experience because I'm able to use voice to find out exactly what I want. It's not where I'm getting a bunch of information and I have to sift through it. So I think you're right. I think in some ways, I think a lot of people are moving in that direction. But I would say voice is used in different situations differently. Like, for instance, myself, I don't necessarily like getting a voice message on Instagram DMs. That's me personally, because that's going to take me about 10 minutes of the time of that length of that audio to listen to it. But if it's a message, I could probably consume that in a minute. Mm-hmm. So there's different ways that voice can be optimized. And I think Alexa voice is one of them. I think Clubhouse social audio apps is another great one, because you can actually ask the expert the opinions and the information that you want. But I think there's also instances when people are going to say, you know what, that's too much audio. I want to see that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's the benefit of having multimodal Alexa skills too, is because you can show them that through video as well as photos.
I'm sure that you're like one of the very first people to even use this skill in terms of the health and medical dental profession, right? Do you think that there are a lot of providers doing this right now?
So there are people that have created voice skills. I don't know that they're at, to be honest with you, at the level that mine is because I'm using a celebrity app and I've uploaded about 1,000 photos of myself and my work and what I'm doing. And most APIs can't necessarily handle that. So it depends really, like every provider offers something different. And that's why I always tell people when you start doing voice skills and creating them, make sure you're working with someone that offers an array of different ways of doing it, because you don't want to necessarily go in, spend the time to create one and then realize that you would rather have done one that was more upgraded than the one that you chose. And so it's important to start off early also, because now is the time when people can learn about you and find out about what you're doing. And, you know, honestly, if I didn't have a skill and someone asked Alexa about me, they're going to get either a Yelp listing of my competitors, or they're going to actually get a Wikipedia listing. And I'm not able to then manage the narrative. And so that's why it's so important, because whenever we do anything, if it's branding related or in social media, we want to control the message. And so that's the reason why creating the skill is really important.
It's very true. I think that in terms of branding, you've done such an excellent job in premiering yourself as a brand. Like, how have you actually done that without even hiring a public relations firm? You have developed your personal brand enough to be featured on NBC News, Fox News, the cover of Do magazine, and you were mentioned in Gary Vaynerchuk's book, Crushing It, describing your innovative use of, you know, voice apps. So how have you managed to become such a big brand?
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey, right? So I started off as a dentist, and now I'm working with voice skills. It almost seems like a comedy, like, oh my gosh, this person has done so much in so many disparate areas, but it actually all makes sense when you really hear about it, because I actually have had a business. I branded within my business. I created a show on Snapchat called The Office, which was actually my own office. And we were all characters in this kind of comedy series. Mm-hmm. And I did TikToks. I was doing all this stuff where branding, you know, helped elevate my business so people could find out about me and learn about me as a person. Because before, I always thought I have to be a serious practitioner. I have to do things so people respect me. And mm-hmm. I realized at the end of the day, I have to be more myself. I have to mm-hmm. show people who I am, and then I'll attract my tribe. I'll attract people who are interested in who I am. And so as I did that, I got notoriety. And, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk featured me in his book. And then I realized, like, no longer did I want to be number 1,000 on a platform. I wanted to be first this time. And so I did my research and I realized voice is going to come and it's going to stay for a long time. It's mm-hmm. not going to be a passing fad, because we see where the future is going and how many people have adopted smartphones and smart speakers and using Alexa apps. And so we're seeing the future and how people are adapting to this so easily that it made sense at the time for me to move in that direction. So as I was doing that, I realized, you know, I want to help other people do this too, because I feel like I have the background. I've been an operator in a business. I've branded myself. I think I know how to help people really well because I've already been doing it. It's just been kind of, it hasn't been professionally. And so now I decided it's time to start doing that. And so in the past year, that's what we've been doing.
So now are you going to still stay in dentistry? It sounds like you can break free and become an entrepreneur and develop like a branding for celebrities and voice apps. And like, you don't even have to do dentistry anymore, do you?
Right. I always feel that you have to, you know, if you have a passion in things, you always should keep one foot in it. And so I do practice, and I think it keeps me understanding how branding is important. So I'm still branding my practice. You know, in each of our operatories, we have television screens where patients can watch Netflix while they're having dental treatment done. And when they come in, they see a message, a welcome message that's personalized to them, and it has information about my Alexa skill. So even I'm constantly learning how to market and offer discoverability of my skill by being a business owner. And I think it keeps me relevant. So as long as it's doing that, I think I'm here to stay on both fronts.
That's awesome. So is it hard to stay on top of all the medias? So you're doing Instagram, Snapchat, are you doing TikTok? Are you doing YouTube?
I know it is tough. And I think at times I've realized that it's more about quality and quantity. I don't necessarily want to be chasing followers. I want to make sure that I'm developing community and people feel like they can be a part of that community. They feel like I care about them because I really do. And so I've always started from there. And I think that's where my success has been, because I haven't been clout chasing. I've been more about, you know, taking care of my community and making sure I'm offering value, because at the end, I want people to say, oh, she's been helpful to me, or that she's done this for me, and not be feeling that I'm trying to take away from them.
Definitely. You have to give, 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 like Gary Hooks says. Yeah,
definitely.
What does he say? I'm trying to remember something. Jab, 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 like right hook.
Yeah.
Jab, right. Jab, jab, right hook, or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yeah, so that's definitely.
Give, 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 then you ask.
Right, right, right.
And then how are you able to manage all this with your busy life? Are you currently, do you have kids? Are you busy in terms of family, in terms of hobbies and outside interests?
Right. That's a good question. Nobody's asked me that before. I don't, you know, I have a family. I have two sons, and my oldest son just went through high school applications. So that was really tough. I think for me, what I've realized is, you know, I have to spend the time to really make sure that everything is handled the way that I think is prioritized. So for instance, my kids and my work is number one priority. And so that means I can go long periods of time without doing anything socially or not doing a lot of self-care. But this is what is self-care to me, is actually helping people, interacting with people, and doing business. And so honestly, I'm really just focused on helping my kids and my business, and everything else kind of has fallen to the wayside at this point.
I am the same way. I feel like there's not a lot of hours in the day by the time you give it a lot of effort at work, and then you create all this content, you come home like a half-beat woman because you've lived the life of three women in one day. But I feel the same way. I think kids are so important, and they only have a limited time under your household and your rooftop. So you want to really give them everything you got. But, it's incredible that you're learning all this technology. Are you a computer science background?
I don't. And, the API that we have is actually meant for teams. So for instance, our celebrity API allows like teams on the back end to program it. So it's a really interesting interface that allows people to upload the information without having a coding experience. There's some areas like flow commands where you have to have low code and, you know, have to be able to input that information. But when you spend as much time as I have in working with a developer that's been a tremendous mentor to me, you definitely can pick up a lot of that information. And so the great thing about what we've provided is that I always tell people that if I was able to pick this up and I don't have a tech background, like everybody else can too, as long as you use this API, because it's so easy to upload the information, so easy to do everything. It's just a matter of strategy and what it is that you want to do. And a lot of people don't realize, like, we're actually on the, you know, the cusp of creating businesses. If someone has a personal brand, they can actually sell merchandise on a voice skill through Amazon Pay. They can sell digital products through Amazon Pay. So it's amazing. Like, it's going to change the way we do business in the future.
So for people who don't know, what is an API? I wanted to ask that earlier.
So just as a basic idea. So for instance, just the interface. Okay. So the interface that a person uses to basically upload their photos, upload the video, their audio, the simpler that interfaces, the better it is for someone to be able to then use that. And on the back end, all the information that we're using of that interface gives us data. For instance, we can get email addresses if a person opts in to give their email address. So now you have a lead generation tool. Mm-hmm. So this all is encompassed within what is considered an API. It gives you a lot of the information that you want to know, and different APIs give different information.
Well, this certainly is the age of entrepreneurship. I think once people realize the power of the web and, you know, the power of the internet, the power of social media, like there really is no stopping you. So Alexa Voice is the next frontier. And
definitely,
what can people do if they're interested to develop an Alexa Voice skill with you? Or if I wanted to be like, I want to have a Dr. K Alexa Voice skill.
Yeah, definitely. The next step is set up a time with me to meet with me, you can reach me on Instagram at drdurgam. Our website is asklocalvocal.com. And if a person doesn't want to necessarily have a skill, but just wants additional information, I mean, if they're part of your podcast community, I'd be happy to help them to give them more information and kind of lead them through. There's so many voice options out there that I always just like to be a resource.
That's incredible. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today and teaching us. I feel like I've learned there's another frontier I need to conquer now.
Did I give you more to do? I'm sorry.
You added to my to-do list.
Oh, no.
But I don't know. I have to work on Alexa because I feel like she needs to improve her reliability. But I can envision that someday in the future, people will turn to their devices and be like, Alexa, you know, if I just watched an Instagram video of something that popped up in my feed and I was like, oh, Alexa, I want to learn more about teeth brightening with Dr. Durgam, that would be crazy easy. And, you know, like you said, then you might be able to say, I want to buy her teeth brightening kit. How awesome would that be? That would be, do you have a teeth whitening kit? Because now we need to get you one. I'm going to give you something to do now.
Now I have more thing to do on my to-do list. No,
you need to have some merch, girl.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Like it's, you know, the future, it's, you know, what's going to happen is interesting. And I always tell people, like, we have to think about what the consumer is doing, not what we would do, right? Because the consumer is the one that's going to be the market. And so, yeah, I'm excited by this conversation. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. You guys, don't forget to go follow Dr. Durgam and don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. Who knows if we're ever going to need websites anymore. We'll just say, Alexa, send me to Dr. K's office. So that's it for now, guys. Don't forget to check out Dr. Durgam. Stay beautiful.